in the world is E to E ratio? It is education to entertainment. What is the ratio? Well, the average American, the ED ratio is 50 to 1. In other words, for every $1 that they spend in education, you know, educating the inside of the head, they'll spend $50 on entertainment. Going to the club, having a few drinks, playing video games, kicking it, hitting the streets with their boo, no problem. You know what it is in the black community? It's 200 to 1.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today we're coming at you with another Fast Break Friday. And today I want to focus just a little bit on the importance of continuing to be a lifelong learner. I'm talking today about learning to fall in love with reading once again. So often we find ourselves in positions, and I'm talking to myself, we find ourselves in a position going to work, going to a job, and saying, I want to make more money. How can I make more money? It's time for me to get a raise. I've been working here so long. It's time for y'all to pay me. So what's up with this raise? And then I go back and then I realize after I sit down and have a conversation with the manager when I used to work at the local retail store, and she tells me, Jonathan, well, your sales are great. However, you're not bringing much more value to the store other than your sales. Anybody can be trained to be efficient in sales. So now I need you to be able to do a little bit more. What else are you doing for the company? How else are you helping your coworkers? Where's another area and opportunity to where you can begin to be more effective? And as I was just having a flashback in my mind, and I was listening to a speaker by the name of Jim Rohn, he said, when you want to earn more, he said, you can't demand your way to a raise. He said, you have to be in a position to where you're providing more value to the marketplace. He said, people so often, they focus on getting better at their job. They don't focus on bettering themselves. So today, I want to ask you, how many books have you read in 2019? And if you've read zero, if you listen to zero, this isn't the time to feel bad. That's not what this is for. This is just creating an area and a point of us now being more so aware. Because if we desire to earn more in life, and I'm only using the concept of money because that's an easy concept to work with and to show that if we help a company make $5 billion, will that company have any issue by cutting you $5 million? I think not, because you helped them increase and improve their revenue to $5 billion. So therefore, my friends, if you want to earn more in life, today I want to encourage you to fall back in love with reading. And when I listen to a lot of speakers, because I study the art of speaking, I study communication, and listening to some of the greats, the Jim Rohns, the Eric Thomases, the Martin Luther Kings, the list goes on and on and on. The Les Browns, all these individuals that are all most notably noted by some of the influential leaders and speakers in today's time, they always mention books that they're reading or books that they have found to add value to their life. So therefore, today I want to share a few books with you all. One book that I would just share, it's a good read, really tangible. It would be Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I've read that book, and I understand why people are so passionate and they always want to make a reference to that book, because it challenges you to go ahead and get tangible, to create a concept, and then it continues to massage that concept into your mind. It massages that. So throughout the book, it starts off saying this point, boom, you have to have a burning desire. And then later it comes back and restates that same thing. So I would encourage you to maybe check out Think and Grow Rich. I recommend it. I would recommend Think and Grow Rich. I would recommend Who Moved My Cheese. That's a quick read, an easy read. It's a good one to get you started just moving forward. Just beginning to think and begin to challenge yourself to think a little different, move a little different. And lastly, well, I'm a man of faith, so I definitely want to recommend the Bible. The Bible is definitely a good read, but not even a good read. The Bible is truth. So understanding that the Bible is truth and these stories aren't just inspiration or motivation, I definitely want to put that out there also. But lastly, if I had to drop one last book on you, one last book. So we said Think and Grow Rich. We said Who Moved My Cheese. We said the Bible. Man, what's another good book that I have read lately? Wow. For gentlemen and for fellas, I would say, oh, man, by David Chance, Dreams Are Built Overnight. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're thinking about being an entrepreneur, if you're somebody who wants to take an idea and manifest that idea into reality, Dreams Are Built Overnight by David Chance. So we got Think and Grow Rich. We got Who Moved My Cheese. We have the Holy Bible. And then lastly, we have Dreams Are Built Overnight by David Chans. Right. And I wanted to lay these books out here today because I've been listening to Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. I've been listening to Jim Rohn. And Dr. Dennis Kimbrough said something that really hit home for me. He said, is anybody familiar with the E to E ratio? And the presentation says, anybody familiar with the E to E ratio? And I was like, what's the E to E ratio? So I'm going to go ahead and play this clip. I'm going to go ahead and play this clip for you all, let you hear this, and then we're going to bounce right back in just a second.
You ask any sociologist, psychologist, and they will tell you about E to E ratio. What in the world is E to E ratio? It is education to entertainment. What is the ratio? Well, the average American, the E to E ratio is 50 to 1. In other words, for every $1 that they spend in education, you know, educating the inside of the head, they'll spend $50 on entertainment. Going to the club, having a few drinks, playing video games, kicking it, hitting the streets with their boo, no problem. You know what it is in the black community? It's 200 to 1. Do you hear what I said, Black America? I said it's 200 to 1. So you know what that tells me as a college professor? That tells me that you are serious. That tells me you are dead serious. That tells me you are so serious about not being serious.
Folks, so now after hearing that clip, if you're not motivated to go and read, then you're extremely happy or you enjoy complaining about where you are in your life right now. You're either one of the two. Like, you're really happy where you are, or you complain and blame everybody else for where you are in your life. He said the ratio was 50 to 1 for the average American, 50 to 1. And then if you're not the average American and you're a person of color, you're a minority, or you're African American, then that's 200 to 1. After dropping that nugget on you, now I want to ask you today. One, what are you going to do with the rest of your time here on earth? What are you going to do with the rest of your time here on earth? Because you can continue to learn more. You can earn more. You can live a more fruitful life. You can live life on your own terms. You can have that level of freedom. Or you can hear the presentation. You can listen to the presentation. You can say, John, I don't agree with that at all. And you can stay exactly where you are in life. And if you're happy there, please stay there. Please. I'm not here to knock you. I'm not trying to take anything away. I would encourage you to stay there if that's where you enjoy being. But if you want more out of life and you want to challenge yourself for more, today is the time to pick up a book. Today is the time to turn on an audio program. Today is the time to turn on a podcast. Today is the time to get an Audible subscription and begin to listen and feed your mind. Because earners are learners and leaders are readers. So my friends, I would encourage you today to hop on the train. This is a bandwagon that you want to be a part of. Certainly and most definitely. All right, cool. really quick, just announcements. I want to now just share with you all an opportunity. This, I'm going to say it ahead of time. This is not, I'm not selling nothing. This is free. This is something I'm just wanting to put on your heart just to continue to add value and serve and support each and every one of you all. So I have my email list. So I'm sending out an email every day for 30 days. Today marks day 5 at the time of this recording. And I'm sending out an email every day for 30 days because this is the No Complain Campaign Challenge. That's something I started in 2014. I've broken down the podcast before, but I'll explain the story in its entirety another day. But if you would like to join the challenge, be in a group, be in a community, get connected with other like-minded individuals, people who are wanting to live life on their own terms and max it out, just live a life motivated, live a life inspired, live a life supporting other people, click this link down at the bottom, get on my email list, and there I'll add you into the Facebook group, and then we can continue to grow together. We'll have more connection. We'll have more interaction. We'll even be able to talk more about the podcast, but whatever it might be, whatever it looks like, my friends, join this challenge so we can go into the new year strong. We can go into the new year pumped up and elated. All right. So the No Complain Campaign Challenge, click the link down there at the bottom, get on the email list, and then we'll add you into the group. All right, my friends, it's TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you that leaders are readers. And if you want to earn more, you have to learn more. You have to, my friends, you have to. But now we're going to go ahead and close it out like we always do. Speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?